Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. I want to welcome you to our program, How to Walk in Divine Health, one more time. This series right now, we're talking about what brings sickness and disease or what brings blessings. And as we're teaching you about the curses and the blessings, you'll learn that sickness is not something that just happens upon you. It comes upon people through the curses or what they do wrong. So let's come to the Father in prayer. Father, we want to thank you and praise you for the Word of God, which shows us how to walk in divine health, which shows us what brings sickness and disease and how to overcome it. Lord, I thank you and praise you that we as Christians do not have to be sick. We can be well. I want to thank you, Lord, for providing this for us and doing it for us and showing us how it works in your Word. Now, as I teach your people how to walk in this, I ask you to reveal to them the truth of the Word so they can walk in it too, just like I've had the privilege to do. In Jesus' name, amen. And before I learned about the blessings and the curses, I was a normal traditional Christian. For about the first 40 to 45 years of my life, I spoke the same things that other people did. I had the flu and colds and pneumonia and back troubles and all the things. And I just thought this was something everybody had to go through. I didn't know there was such a place as walking in the blessings without any sickness and disease. But as I read, even in the Old Testament under the law, I found out that the Lord promised many places in the Word of God that if I would be obedient to Him, to do everything He commanded in His Word, that He would take all sickness and disease away from me and I would have none. And I thought, wow, if under the old covenant I had these kind of privileges and I have a new covenant, which I'd read about in Hebrews, I thought, well, if I got this new covenant in chapters 9 and 10, then I should be able to walk in divine health also. Because if they could do it under the law and I got a better covenant, then I should be able to do it. But I had to learn how. And so I began to study this book prayerfully and seek God in these realms. And He revealed Himself to me in a mighty way. And many times He spoke to me. And as I sought Him and diligently studied the Word of God, in 1977, I believe it was, the first time the Lord spoke to me in a voice that sounded audible that I could hear. Anyway, since about 1977, 78, somewhere along there, He has spoken to me well over 30 times. I have virtually lost count now. I kept count real close. The first half a dozen times I can tell you exactly where I was and everything and what I was doing when the Lord spoke to me. But praise the Lord, now then, He has spoken to me so many times, I have virtually lost count. I can't tell you where I was and all the different things I was doing, but He has spoken to me many times, authoritatively or audible, that I can hear His voice. So it's been a wonderful thing to seek God and study His Word and for Him to teach me these things. So the cursings and blessings are very, very important. Now then, as we were talking in the last lesson, about what the new covenant under the book of James in chapter 3, what it had to say about the tongue and how important the tongue was and how important your words were. That's what we're trying to convey onto you right now about the words. And then we found out in the New Testament in 1 Corinthians 10:16, we see the cup of blessing and the bread is the vehicle through which we receive the blessing by faith. Now, in the new covenant, again, something else I've learned, that when I learned about the curses, most of the curses are spoken in the Old Testament. But there is some of those, like James and so forth, that's in the New Testament where he still talks about the curses. But I've learned that by faith, the word faith, at least in the King James, the word faith is only used 2 times in the Old Testament, and it's used 245 times in the New Testament. So we live in an entirely new world today, a world of faith. since the coming of Jesus, since He defeated the forces of darkness, since He paid the price for mine and your sins, we live in an entirely new realm, a realm of faith. Jesus said, if we have faith and doubt not, walk in obedience to His word, walk in love. And of course, you can't walk in faith without walking in love. Because Galatians chapter 5, verse 6 says your faith works by love or through love. So when you walk in love, then your faith will work, and then you can do great and mighty things in the name of Jesus. And so these are things that we can do. But these blessings and curses are in the New Testament by faith. We receive the blessings by faith. We receive Jesus as our healer by faith. And I might tell you again right here that about 20, maybe a little over 20 years ago now, approximately 20 years ago, I learned what the word sozo meant. I was reading the Word of God one night, talking about receiving things by faith and receiving the blessings by faith. I had a unique experience with the Lord. I was reading in a well-known scripture, and the scripture was Romans 10, 8 through 13. When I was reading in Romans 10, 8, it says, but what does it say? The word is nigh thee, it is even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. That if you will confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you will believe in your heart that the Father raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Well, thank goodness for computers. Because I had just had a brand new computer, and I highlighted the word with the software I had. I highlighted the word saved in verse 9 of Romans 10. When I did, it automatically, I had all the books synchronized together with the Hebrew and the Greek. So I happened to be in the New Testament, which was written in Greek. So it pulled in the Greek word sozo, S-O-Z-O. I had never heard of that word before in my life. But there it was in the Greek New Testament. Well, at the very same instant that it pulled in the word sozo, it pulled in the dictionary definition of the word sozo. And the definition of the Greek word sozo was saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. And I thought, wow, how strange this is. I wonder if it means all those things. I wonder how many times that word is used in the Greek New Testament. So I went over and clicked on the word sozo and done a quick search on it. And when I did, it said that word was used 120 times in 103 different verses. So I went back and diligently read every one of those books, chapters, verses. I read every one of those from Matthew to Revelation in the New Testament. It took me several hours. But the Lord says to them that diligently seek me in my word, I will reveal myself to you. You have to diligently seek Him. You can't just read it 15 minutes a day. That's not diligence. He says you're to meditate on the Word of God day and night. Well, I spent many hours studying this book. So anyway, as I was doing this, and I found this out, as I read all those places where the word sozo is used, sometimes it would be translated saved. Sometimes it would be translated healed, or health, or made whole, delivered, preserved. After I got through reading all of those, I was talking out loud to the Lord. I know we talk to Him a lot of times, we don't realize He's listening. But let me tell you, He's always listening. He's in you. He's very close to you. He couldn't get any closer. There's organic unity between you and Christ. Because this is a mystery, Paul says in Colossians 1:27, that was hidden before the foundations of the world. That once we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, now it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. So He comes and dwells in us. So that He couldn't be any closer than He is. He's in us all the time. So anyway, after I read all those scriptures, I said, Lord, I am totally confused. If what I read is correct, then not only when I accepted You as my Lord and Savior as an 11-year-old boy was I technically saved, but I was also healed. I was made whole, or at least it appears so. I said, if I am right in my understanding of the scripture, then why have I been sick so many times in my life from the time I was 11 until 45? Why? And he answered me. He said, son, you have been sick so many times because you have never received me as your healer by faith in my word. Remember, we do everything by faith under the new covenant. By faith or by trust in it is written in God's word. Well, you can't receive something by faith that you don't know. Well, I didn't know these things. So now I do know those things. So when he put that last little link in there that I had not received him as my healer by faith in his word or total trust in it is written, I couldn't do that because I didn't know it. But now I do know it. I have read it and understood what he says, but I didn't understand why I hadn't been sick. I thought it would be something that was automatic, but it was not automatic. I had to appropriate it by faith to my flesh before it became a reality to me. So I've now got the word in my heart. I knelt on the floor and raised my hands and I said, Father, I see it. Just like Hebrews 11:6 says, you are a faith God, and without faith it's impossible to please you. I said, by faith in your word, or trust in this magnificent book, I now not only have received you as my Lord and Savior, like I did when I was an 11-year-old child, but I now receive you as my healer and my deliverer by faith in it is written. I have read all these places. I know it's mine. So since I know it's mine, it's done. And from this day forth, I will never be sick again. I want to thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for becoming my Savior, my Lord, my healer, my deliverer, my everything. I want to thank you for that in Jesus' name. And I said, from this day forth, I will never be sick again. Remember, if it's really in your heart, it'll come out of your mouth. That's what the Word of God says. What's in a man's heart comes out of his mouth. So the next day I walked into my workplace and I told everybody out there, I said, praise God. You're looking at a man that's never going to have another sick day. I said, I have received Jesus Christ as my healer last night. I've learned from the Word of God where Jesus bore my sickness, removed my disease. So I don't never have to be sick again by faith. So I said, I'm never going to have another sick day. They laughed at me. They said, Thurman, you've been a religious fanatic all of your life. Now you've stepped off the deep end. You know everybody's going to have to be sick. See, they're saying the wrong things. Their confession is wrong. Mine is right. I said, no, the Word of God says, Jesus is my healer. He bore my sickness. He removed my disease. So I am never going to be sick again in the name of Jesus. Well, 20 plus years have come and gone. Never had another sick day. It sure does pay good dividends to believe the Word of God. Some people say, I have a real problem believing this guy. He says we don't ever have to be sick again. Well, let me tell you.
We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.